This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Relief workers in a safer part of Ukraine have been waiting for Ukrainians running from the battered city of Mariupol. Civilians have been evacuating the besieged steel plant there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other U.S. lawmakers are in Europe. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Pelosi and lawmakers, including Colorado's Jason Crow, were in Ukraine over the weekend, pledging U.S. help.
We have to make sure the Ukrainians have what they need to win.
The former Army Ranger says it's a simple list.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Pelosi says the House will move fast on President Biden's request for another $33 billion in aid to Ukraine.
First Lady Jill Biden will spend Mother's Day meeting with Ukrainian mothers and children who ran for their lives, says the White House. The May 8th meeting will take place in Slovakia. Imagine 165-mile-per-hour winds. That's what they got in south-central Kansas on Friday as a tornado blew through. Much of the damage was in the Wichita suburb of Andover. That's where Janelle Farney's home was destroyed.
You see it on TV, but you think, you know, until you're standing here in person thinking, this was my home. You know, it's different. It's hard to kind of get the wrap your head around all that.
She talked to KAKE-TV in Wichita. There were a lot of tears as the Judds were inducted into Country Music's Hall of Fame last night, just a day after Naomi Judd died. She was 76, a victim of mental illness, says her family. The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information about an escaped Alabama inmate and a correctional officer who disappeared at the same time. This is AP News. The American Academy of Pediatrics is putting all its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine, it says.
The Academy says doctors are concerned Black children have been undertreated and overlooked by flawed practices. Last year, it retired a guideline based on the unproven idea Black children faced lower risks than white kids for urinary infections. Its newborn jaundice guidance, which suggests certain races have higher or lower risks, is being revised this summer. Other major doctor groups, including the AMA, also re-examining their policies, spurred by civil rights movements, along with science, showing the strong role social conditions, genetics, and other biological factors play in determining health. I'm Julie Walker.
The number one movie over the weekend, The Bad Guys, followed by Sonic the Hedgehog and The Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.